What's going on to all my fellow shoe addicts? It's Chantelle Cherie with If the Shoe Fits You podcast. I want to thank all my new listeners for joining me today. Welcome to basically this is like Shoeholics Anonymous. Or if you have been with my podcast from day one, I really appreciate your love. Or even if it's like day 10, it doesn't matter. It's still the beginning of the game. So I just want to thank you guys for joining me today. Giving you much kisses and love. Now, today I want to talk to you guys about just, then you let me know if the shoe fits, okay? If the shoe fits you, just chime in and you give me some feedback or some insight here. Drop me a message. So as of lately, people get the feeling that, and I don't know if this is just people trying to be helpful, and I'm going to take it from a good perspective, like people just want to be helpful and let me know how they feel about where they see me in life. So, interesting thing is I am in my 30s. I am a budding entrepreneur with the focus of bringing about beautiful, well-developed, handcrafted, for now, until it's at least manufactured, mass manufactured, shoes for women to have extended size feet. Now, because this has not been done really in the way that I feel is fit, like there of course are other companies that have thought about extended size shoes. This is not anything new. However, people take different routes to get to their destination. And so along my journey, I have noticed that people want to give me their insight as to what I should be doing in my life, where I should be, and how they see me. So for example, during the summer, I am working with a shoe repair store, and it's pretty cool because I get to learn about the fundamentals and the mechanics of shoe building and shoemaking. So people come into the store like, oh my God, I've never seen a woman. I can't believe that there's a woman here. And you know, this is New York. Everybody's very frank, candid. They don't give a shit. But I have also given them information about the fact that, yeah, you've never seen a female president before, but it's on its way. Now, the shoe repairman, the man that owns the entire establishment, has discussed with me in privacy what he wants to do as far as projects moving forward with his company or business. So I'm probably the next in line for it. Now, will I keep it as a shoe repair spot? Probably not. I'm probably going to turn it into a production warehouse right here in Brooklyn and maybe try to like finagle that. But I'm not trying to give too much of a shit about how people perceive me and where I'm at because they don't know the blueprint behind what's going on. Now, for you specifically, have you ever felt that someone else was trying to project their insight, lack thereof, or their dreams, or their reality, I should say? Has anyone tried to project their reality on you about your dreams? Because it's a lot of narcissistic individuals out here, I guess, believing that whatever they say rules, how they think is dominant, or that should be respected. Unless then you are in the shoe industry, for me specifically, you can't speak to me on anything about getting anywhere with the shoe business. So if you're probably going into nursing, or if you're doing something with education, or maybe you're doing something with the criminal justice system, people feel the need to tell you how you should operate, behave, what's best for you based on their minimalistic perspective. And so I'm just to let you know that regardless of what these people's realities are, you continue to push for your dreams. And the more outrageous and ridiculous and unheard of or innovative that it is, the better for you, because you are a pioneer. And they are very close-minded individuals. So use it as motivation. And that's basically what I've done. So yeah, drop me a line. Tell me, you know, these people could be your parents. These people could be your lover, your spouse. It could even be your children sometimes. Maybe they see you in a particular light, but yet you have bigger dreams. So if you want to share, because I'm down to listen. And I'm also down for, you know, like coaching and some advice, because It's not an easy path to walk, but sometimes you need a little bit of light down that path and guidance. So, I'm interested to hear. I look forward to your comments, and thank you guys so much for listening. Mwah! Bisous.